What's this? A book of erotic poetry? How naughty. Let's look inside. So many delicious poems to choose from. Where to start? Emily Dickinson, a very sensual lady. She spent most of her life living in solitude, wearing only white. Historical evidence heavily suggests that she had several female lovers, and that this may have been part of her motivation to withdraw from society. She is perhaps best known for her poetry about death and love, punctuated heavily by dashes and in free verse. Her poem, Wild Nights, recorded here, is one such example. Wild nights, wild nights, were I with thee. Wild nights should be our luxury. Futile the winds to a howard in port, done with the compass, done with the chart. Woeing in Eden, the sea, might I but moor tonight in thee. Oh, phew, I'm getting very hot under the collar here. Let's turn the page. Ooh, the original erotic poet, Sappho of Lesbos. She's so identified with her erotic poetry, describing her longing for her lovers, that her name has been permanently associated with women loving women around the world. Her poem, In Adoration, it was one of her most famous. Blessed as the immortal gods, it was she. The youth whose eyes may look on thee, whose ears thy tongue's sweet melody may still devour. Thou smilest too, sweet smile, whose charm has struck my soul with a worm. And when I see thee, bids disarm each vital power. Speechless I gaze, the flame within, one swift o'er my quivering skin. My eyeballs swim with dizzy din, my brain wheels round, and cow drops fall on trembling's frame. Seize every whim and grassy pow, I grow and then together fall, both sight and sound. Yikes! I might actually lose control if I read even one more of these spicy erotic poems, but I just can't resist. Ewee Cummings, in full Edward Estwin Cummings, was an American poet and painter whose first attracted attention in an age of literary experimentation for his unconventional punctuation and phrasing. May I feel, said he. I will squeal, said she. Just once, said he. It's fun, said she. May I touch, said he. How much, said she. A lot, said he. Why not, said she. Let's go, said he. Not too far, said she. What's too far, said he. Where you are, said she. May I stay, said he. Which way, said she. Like this, he said he. If oo will kiss, said she. May I move, said he. It would love, said she. If oo will wiving, said he. But oo killing, said she. But it would wife, said he. But your wife, said she. Now, said he. Ow, said she. Tip top, said he. Don't stop, said she. Oh, no, said he. Go slow, said she. Come, said he. Said she. Oh, divine, said he. You are mine, said she. Oh, my. It was weary time to close the book now. Oh, I'm just going to bust all over the place. And I know my listeners out there feeling the same way, hearing such sensual words spoken in such a sexy, sexy voice. Let's close this naughty, naughty book. Wow, what a fascinating evening it's been, diving into the rich, erotic world of romantic poetry. I hope you've enjoyed your time listening to my dulcet tones tease and tickle your ears with tempting caresses. Have a pleasant evening, precious listeners.